The Lao Hmong refugees are coming from a compound in Thailand. They're resettling in several U.S. states, and the federal government has already announced some assistance money. Now Wisconsin is putting together a network of education, public health, and job training services. For example, welfare-to-work agencies in about 20 counties that expect the highest number of refugees will split about $1 million. Governor Doyle says he thinks Wisconsin is pretty much ready for the refugees.
We're scrambling, and we're trying to put together all of the pieces, and it's going to strain us. It's not like, as of yet, we have all of the resources we need, but I think when you see the commitment of people here, we're just going to get this job done.
Doyle announced the state programs at a Hmong community agency in Milwaukee and its sites in Green Bay and Wausau. He also named his appointments to a special Hmong resettlement task force. Eau Claire Elementary School principal Kaiying Zhang will chair the panel. She came to the U.S. as a girl about 30 years ago as part of the first wave of Vietnam War refugees. Zhang says the safety net is broader for the new group.
There are so many Hmong families here that are ready and willing to assist the families that they're sponsoring over, whereas for my family, there was really nobody here, and so we had to kind of brave the wind on our own, and I really think we've got good people here that are going to make it happen.
Zhang predicts some difficulties until the refugees can fully understand and navigate the English language. She says she's also a little concerned about the job market. State Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says there are several companies in the state with a good track record of hiring the Hmong. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.